Good day, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the CTT First Half 2021 Results Call, hosted by Mr. João Bento, CEO, and by Mr. Luigi Pacheco, CFO. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question and answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today on Friday, the 6th of August, 2021. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. João Bento. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to our results webcast. Well, following the presentation on slide number four, which is actually the first slide. Well, with the key takeaways, we believe it's a quarter that keeps CTT aligned with the transformation path that we have devised, with the solid revenue growth and improved profitability. On back of, well, initiatives that we have launched quite some time ago, including the turnaround. Investment in digital transformation and e-commerce have proven to enable to drive the growth of the e-commerce ecosystem, and therefore, Express & Parcels in Portugal follow this trend. In Spain, a significant growth on Express & Parcels increased the weight of the Spanish operation to roughly almost 60% of our segment in the first quarter, or 8 percentage points increase on year-on-year. More important than that, reaching the EBITDA breakeven and recurring EBIT in the second quarter. This is, let me call that, substantially better than the initial plan that was across the EBITDA breakeven during the year. We are now much ahead of that in Spain. Well, moving to BPO and our business solutions offer, recent partnerships and the acquisition of NewSpring strengthens our offering, both for the corporate and the SME segments. A relevant contribution during the quarter. Whereas in retail and financial services, commercial initiatives that have been targeted to improve customer experience and also some widening of the portfolio drove cross-selling and distribution of financial products with a very interesting behavior as well. The bank was on itself, had on itself a very good quarter, delivering profitable growth while offering balance sheet optimization optionality. We did all this with, again, a reinforcement of our ESG commitment, namely to attain the Sustainable Development Goals of UN in the context of our subscription of the UN Global Compact. Moving to slide five, slide on revenues. Again, a quarter above 200 million euros of revenues, with a 22.6% growth, enabling a very significant improvement on and growth on revenues for the semester. If we look at each of the business lines, I'd like to highlight that now, while we have basically a 30% growth on all business lines, with the exception of mail, but even mail with a very significant 16% growth. Very good behavior across the whole portfolio, with mail approaching now 50% of revenues, meaning that non-mail revenues approaching 50% of the total revenues, and Express & Parcels already clearly above 50% of mail. Just to give you a sign of the relative importance that Express & Parcels is taking in our activity. Moving to slide six, similar comments related to EBIT. Revenue, the most direct impact on revenue growth is also EBIT expansion with while extremely high growth quarter on year on year in the quarter, which adds to a good first quarter, and therefore we reach 29 million euros of EBIT, which is almost half of the 60 million that we have included in the previous guidance. So it's almost 50% of the target. It's again an extremely good behavior across the whole business unit. But the comment I made on the relative representation of E&P in revenues vis-a-vis mail, it's even more impressive with 2.9 comparing to 4.7, 2.9 in express and parcels comparing to 4.7 on email. So a significant contribution to EBIT formation from E&P. And I could also add a similar comment on the relative performance of mail, which is now roughly one-third of total EBIT. Moving to now a set of slides, starting on slide number seven, with a deeper dive on strategy, with more emphasis this quarter on express and parcels. This is a very interesting slide. We love it in the sense that it shows an offer that is, we believe, truly unique, in the sense that we cover the whole e-commerce value chain in a unified and modular offer, going from marketing, advertising, both physical and digital, to the actual construction of the stores, payments, of course, well, delivery, which is, in fact, the beginning of everything, dispatching, reception, but also handling of returns. So this is, we do this with, you know, our own ecosystem of partnerships and internal capabilities. And this is, in fact, what is driven significant growth on parcels in Portugal, because we, through this, we are enabling the growth of e-commerce itself. Moving to slide number eight, we have a bunch of figures on the expectations and performance of the Portuguese market, with 40 to 60% estimated growth according to different relevant sources during 2020 for e-commerce, with an increase on the number of e-buyers, on the value of recurrent shopping, on the average ticket. So all growth, significant figures showing significant growth, but also good expectations for 2021, according to which we believe that inquiring our sellers, the average answer is that growth for the year should be between 30% and 40%. So significant growth in the recent past and good expectations for the next future. Moving to slide number nine, with some more insight on the situation in Portugal, we've observed a consistent growth leveraged by e-commerce, as we've noticed. Now we are comparing this second quarter with the second quarter last year, where we have already a significant growth and activity on e-commerce, as you might recall, but we have built 20%, 19.2% on top of that in terms of volume growth, and slightly below that, 16.8% on revenues. So not only volumes keep growing consistently, but also we have been able to turn this into revenue growth. Moving to slide number 10, about Spain, this is in fact one of the most significant performances in the quarter. E&P in Spain basically is turning around, driven by both market share gains and scale and operational efficiency, resulting on a sustained growth and, as I said earlier, EBITDA break-even in the quarter, and in fact EBITDA break-even for the year. This is based on, this is of course much better than predicted, in the sense that break-even was achieved ahead of plan, and is in fact a combination of growth, where we've been able to capture and increase the share of wallet in large global retailers, for example, Amazon and some of the Chinese players, but also on efficiency, in the sense that we have now a very solid shift from franchise to own operations for B2C. B2C, as you know, requires additional sophistication and technology to produce the interesting results and to enable efficiency. So that kind of shift from franchise model to own operations on B2C, but also on the enabling of capacity, and therefore the importance that we attribute to the investment in new sorters between August last year and early this year, which is actually a trend to somehow continue. Moving to slide number 11, I'd like to stress two important aspects. One is that quality of service and profitability come together, in the sense that for these large sellers, quality is the main selling point, and therefore it is of utmost importance to be able to do that, and we can only have quality amongst other requirements if we are able to sustain the need to cope with increased capacity. That's why in this timeline you see, starting last year and going forward, new sort of facilities in Barcelona and Madrid, 26 new distribution centers, new sort of facility in Valencia, extension of the sorter that is planned in Madrid, that is planned for this month, and four new sorting facilities between now and the first quarter of next year is of utmost importance. And this has enabled 157.9% growth from 2019 to the first half of this year, which is in fact extremely impressive. But not only capacity was enabled, these investments, both on technology and capacity, on hardware and on real estate, have enabled the unit costs to steadily improve. And if you look at the chart on the right of the slide, you see both line haul, handling, and last mile unit costs steadily declining, therefore raising what we have called in the title increased profitability. So good news on Spain. In fact, moving to slide 12, the last one on this deep dive on express and parcels, the strategy and the commercial strategy aims at the balanced growth between scale and diversification of customers that drives profitability. On the left, you can see that the consistent improvement in quality and investments on capacity have enabled an impressive growth of signing of large retailers and therefore volumes. And on the right, we see that there is a significant improvement above 23% on B2B. B2B customers are also very important, in the sense that we have a premium on B2B. Margins are obviously more interesting on B2B than on B2C. Moving to slide number 13, about mail, we have a quarter with a strong mix effect resulting on higher value mail and also good comparison effects driving growth, because the quarter last year was rather poor. All in all, 16% growth on mail revenues, a combination of value-added mail services benefiting from innovative solutions and some commercial proactivity with more sophisticated ways of bundling, and with a significant contribution, for example, of the distribution of ID cards, citizen cards, which is a new product, mail product that was developed during the crisis, as an example. But also the fact that the pandemic has accelerated the lower value mail decline, which now accounts for no more than 45.1% of mail revenues. And that combination has produced a significant growth on revenues year-on-year for this quarter. Moving to slide number 14, we've decided to provide some additional light on the acquisition of New Spring, which is about to be closed, most likely during this month. We have already given permission by the competition authority. New Spring will reinforce our business services solution beyond mail. The rationale is based on, well, three main pillars. It contributes to our ability to grow and diversify our offer, somehow associated with our initial service of mail, related to the mail. Then it strengthens our skills and capacities in terms of BPO and other support services, reducing our dependency on partnerships. This is not that we are going to abandon those partnerships, but it brings us additional capacity to grow our offer and to strengthen that. And finally, because it allows optimization of our own operation, in the sense that we can reduce some external supplies by internalizing some of the activities that New Spring is excels at doing. At present, New Spring has 9 BPO clients and 7 contact center clients. Revenues are split in reasonably equal parts between contact center and BPO, and the main figures are 21.1 million euros of revenues and 2.4 millions of EBITDA in 2020. We expect the year to be significantly solid on top of the performance of last year. So a new addition to our ability on the area of what we call business solutions. Moving to slide 15, a word on financial services and retail. While behavior has been underpinned by commercial proactivity, as I mentioned before, while benefiting from the opening of the economy and increased savings from propensity. So not only people go more to the shops and have a more normal life, but the propensity for savings in general has increased amongst the Portuguese population. And therefore, we've been able, on the financial services side, to place an impressive 1.1 billion euros in the quarter, above our quarterly average, almost 100% more than in the equivalent quarter last year, producing also a significant growth on revenues, 24.1% of growth. But not only on financial services, also on retail products and services, we have been able to increase the average ticket significantly, and therefore revenues grew almost two-thirds, 66.7%. So a good performance on the retail and financial services front as well. A final word on a couple of slides for the bank, starting on slide 16. The bank continues to grow in the retail segment credit. In the quarter, of course, with the significant introduction of the credit card business of Sonae as an additional growth lever, but also on savings offer. And if we look for each of these four areas of the bank, in auto loans, I would stress that while production has increased almost 12 million euros or 30% versus the second quarter of last year, with a 6.4% with an interesting average yield, so good performance on auto loans, keeping roughly the same trend of a higher number of deals of a smaller value. Then on credit cards and Sonae, I would probably highlight the fact that we aim at reaching 300 million of credit volume in the first 12 months, and we keep a good trend. Well, the improvement here is almost 80%, and the onboarding of clients is, in fact, ahead of schedule. Looking at customer deposits of balance sheet savings, the customer funds capture remain very strong with the renewed focus on off-balance sheet savings, and again, likewise in the CTP branches, offer, we have widened the offer for off-balance sheet savings, therefore capturing this new propensity for savings. And with a very, very low deposit cost of 0.0%. Finally, on mortgage, as announced before, we have actively declined the production due to a change in focus to other credit products so that we can maximize risk-adjusted returns. We have here a much lower yield, average yield, but even so, with a significant growth of 7.5% in the quarter. Moving to our final slide on the business units, again, in the bank, consumer lending with a robust performance. And here we want to highlight the boom that we have to grow if comparing to a more normal year of like 2019. So we still have 13% room to grow in auto loans. We are now with a very interesting market share of slightly over 10%, but plenty of room to keep growing. So we have recovered significantly from last year, but there is room for more, and we hope to capture that. And the same applies almost with the same figures to credit cards, in the sense that we are not yet in the levels prior to the 2020 crisis. A final word on, before moving to financials, on our ESG performance. We are aligning our own performance with UN Sustainable Development Goals. We have chosen the SDGs that with special relevance for CDP, as you can see in the slide, 3, 4, 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, 16. We have, during this quarter, a few good examples that we'd like to highlight. We've been awarded the National Sustainability Award, honorable mention, actually, on our Tree for the Forest project. We have now more than 100,000 trees planted. This is a partnership with a significant NGO, and it's a very interesting project. We have launched an eco-reusable package, which is a very interesting pilot on circular economy, whereby users, we are testing this with two e-sellers, whereby users can choose to have their parcels delivered in a package that is reusable at least 50 times, so a very interesting pilot. We plan to scale this up very significantly. Then we have we kept and increased our green deliveries option with electric vehicles, 100% eco delivery with electric vehicles. We have actually acquired a new 73 vehicles this quarter, electric vehicles for the distribution fleet. And we have also a very interesting pilot on the area of proximity and social support on teleconsultations in post offices with a major healthcare provider, in this case, COOF. So a number of initiatives that are very much in line with our stance in terms of ESG. I would now invite you to listen to Guy, our CFO, on financials on the quarter. Guy, up to you.
Thank you, João. Good morning. So starting on page 20, where we can see our key financial indicators. There we can see that it was a good quarter with strong growth in all KPIs, be it on the quarter, be it on the first half. Nevertheless, we should take in consideration that the second quarter 20 was the quarter most affected by the pandemic. In the second quarter, we saw our revenues accelerate to 22.6% growth on the back of strong dynamics in Express and Parcels and in the bank, and with mail also recovering from a difficult second quarter in 2020. In the first half of our revenues stood at 412.8 million euros with 18.2% growth year on year. As a result, our EBITDA more than doubled in the second quarter, and our recurring EBIT reached 13.6 million. In the first half, we had 28.7 million euros of recurring EBIT. That is more or less half of our last commitment for the full year guidance. In the quarter, a net profit of 8.5 million euros. And in the first half, our net profit now stands at 17.2 million euros. We had a good quarter of cash flow generation with 21.4 million euros in cash flow, and for the first half, 31.3 million for accumulated free cash flow. In the next page, we can see the details of our revenue evolution. Once again, a strong quarter with 22.6% growth in all business units, with significant growth in Express and Parcels, and of course the mail recovering that also helped in the dynamics of the quarter. In Parcels, we saw resilience in the volume growth in the second quarter after the end of the confinement, both in Portugal and in Spain. The business unit grew 30.5% in revenues. In Portugal, volumes continued to grow 13.7% in this quarter, driven by e-commerce, leading to a 16.8% revenue growth. In Spain, volumes grew 48.4%. Also, supported by e-commerce trends, but also by market share gains with these big e-tailer accounts, leading to a revenue growth of 49.1% in the quarter. Mail also growing in this quarter, with volumes partially recovering from the strong decline in second quarter last year, growing 6.8% year-on-year. In the first 6 months of the year, address mail revenues for working day have been quite stable, as shown by the stability on revenues on quarter-on-quarter, also benefiting from higher contribution from higher value mail, contributing to the mixed effect that enables us to offset the small volume decline. Bank CTT growing 29.5%. A sequential improvement on the back of the new partnership of the Sonar Financial Services and the improved performance in auto loan and payments that were quite affected in the first quarter due to the COVID-19 restrictions. Financial services and retail also with a strong quarter commercially, with more than 1.1 billion in public debt placements that were coupled with revenue growth in retail, that allowed the division to grow 36.1% in the second quarter. In page 22, we have a bridge of our OPEX that grew 12.1% in the quarter, is essentially driven by increased activity across all business units. Express and Parcel being the most significant one, where our costs increased 12.2 million euros, or 25.9%, but below the overall volume growth in Iberia, that grew 31.5% in the period. In Portugal, we saw, unfortunately, a small unit cost increase in the quarter due to lower volumes versus what we observed in the first quarter this year, given to the need to scale down the Portuguese operational network. In Spain, as João already shared, we continue to see unit cost declines with the increase in scale and investments made in automation and technology. Mail growing the OPEX 6.2 million euros, or 6.3% in the quarter, due to the increase in staff costs, driven by growth of volumes, and increase of direct costs in terminal dues with other postal operations. This in line with higher outbound mail revenues, and unfortunately higher airplane freight as a result of lack of supply that we continue to see in these routes. Banco CTT, we grow on staff costs and direct costs to our activity, namely with the new credit card operation that will partially offset by lower impairment this quarter, as we booked last year a significant provision for the forward-looking effects on the economy. Financial services and retail growing 1.3 million or 25% in direct costs, but as a result of the increase in retail revenues. In next page, 23, we can see our recurring EBIT. That is growing 17.3 million euros in the quarter, with also as revenues with all business units improving, and 23 million euros in the first half with a margin of 7%. In the quarter, Express and Parcels growing 2.3%, with Spain already in with positive numbers, with the successful implementation of the strategy that we outlined for this asset in the third quarter of 2019. Despite the difficult third quarter due to seasonal effects, we continue to see a strong growth in Spain and a clear path to profitability. Mail benefiting from the recovery in volumes, also growing a bit in 8.8 million euros in the quarter. Banco CTT also growing 4.3 million to the growth in revenues on the back of the new partnership for Capital Universe, and improved dynamics in auto loans and payments, also benefiting from lower impairments versus last year. Financial services also benefiting from the top line performance, with strong public debt placements and retail activity, contributing with 1.8 million in the quarter. Page 24, we can see our cash flow evolution. In the first 6 months, the CTT's operating cash flows at 37.8 million euros. After a second good quarter in terms of cash generation, benefiting also from specific items contribution of 2.3 million euros. In this 2.3 million euros is including the 14.4 million euros of capital gain with the sale of part of the bank sovereign portfolio. And its capital is partially offset by 8 million euros of a non-cash restructuring provision and other cash costs. The free cash flow stood at 31.3 million euros, and our net debt is now 61.7 million euros accumulated in 30th of June. Now I will pass back you to João for his closing remarks.
Thank you, Guy. Well, the outlook benefits from what we've been able to do in this transformation path. A word on the contribution of Express and Parcels and the bank, our main growth areas, that we believe will keep fueling revenues growth, translating that into improved profitability, very much like it happened in the quarter. Then continued acceleration of digital initiatives, some of them being expanded to Spain, will further strengthen our competitive position. We also remain cautious on the COVID-19 related impacts, and therefore some uncertainty remains present, and we need to take that into account. All in all, we believe we should expect to achieve above 60 million euros in EBIT by the end of this year. A final word on the concession, given that progress on that process allows us for reaffirmed confidence in the formalization of a sustainable new contract within the term of the current extension, thus enabling a new contract starting on the 1st of January next year. So a very good quarter, a positive outlook. Thank you for joining us. We may now open the whole executive team for Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad now. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, it is star and one to ask a question. The first question comes from the line from Philippe Leiper from CaixaBank. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning, João and Guy. I have three questions, if I may. The first one, if you can elaborate on what were the progress on the mail concession process that gives you the confidence that the new contract will be signed, namely if you already had access to the conclusions of the government working group, and also when do you expect the announcement of the contract conditions. The second question on the real estate deal, an update, and when do you expect to be able to announce something on that subject. And last one, regarding the end of the VAT exemption of some online orders outside the EU, and if you expect a positive impact for CTT Group, since it will increase the custom clearance process, which I believe in Portugal are performed only by CTT, or if you expect any negative impact in terms of volumes of these small parcels, and consequently also a negative impact for you in terms of volumes, but also in terms of mix. So basically to understand your view regarding this change in the VAT of these small parcels. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippe. Well, on the concession, we've been participating in the preparation works. We had meetings in the framework of the working group appointed by the government. We have exchanged ideas and concerns. We have exchanged data. We have exchanged documentation. We have responded to queries related with the objections that we've made public to the extension, namely, and to the present regulatory framework. And the feedback that we had is one, and especially given the timing that makes us believe that things will be ready and on time. That's why I've decided to include this note on the outline. Sorry, on the final. Outlook notes. Real estate, we are fully ready with the finger in our trigger. We have decided not to disturb the concession process with this item, and therefore everything has been brought to a point where whenever we want, we are going to do it. I will ask you to take the question on the end of the VAT, the minimis provision.
Let's see. The early days, we felt some decrease in flows. I think everyone was trying to prepare themselves to this new reality, and some caution in volumes, cross border volumes was felt. We are now with some attrition on the operational process, and so we are seeing an accumulation of packets, in a way, if we can call it, under processing, both here in Portugal, where we have the responsibility to implement this process, but we can also see that in Spain for our Express and Parcels operations. So it's something that is occurring everywhere, but we expect that now with things normalizing, this flow to start coming across. Of course, we expect a positive effect from having additional custom clearance fees. Still to be assessed the impact on the demand side of having a more complex process for customs and for customers in the demand of parcels coming from outside the European Union. So we think it will be mostly positive, but still to be assessed the elasticity on demand of this more complex process.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line from Antonio Celadas from IS Independent Research. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. First one, I have two. The first one is related with the mail volumes in Portugal. Well, despite you are happy with the performance, year on year was actually quarter on quarter was negative, and year on year was just 13-14% up. And compared with your performance in Spain, it's not so good. So, do you think that you lost market share, or do you believe that just the market didn't evolve so strongly on the second quarter? So if you can comment on this point. Second question is related with Banco CTT Core Equity Tier 1. It's now below 15%. My question is related with, do you believe that the current equity will support the growth of your loan book, taking in consideration the agreement with Sonae Credit Card Universo and your auto loan book? Or do you think that at some point in time, the bank will need more equity? Thank you very much.
Tony, I must confess that I understood that your question starts. The first question started with mail, and then I'm not sure if it's on mail or parcels.
No, okay, I will repeat. The first one is related with mail volumes in Portugal and compared with Spain, for instance. So it went up by roughly 14% year on year, and sequentially or negative. So if you can comment on the figures, because I think that were not so strong as I was expecting. I don't know if the market just slowed down. Well, if you can comment on it. And the second question is related to the Banco CTT Core Equity Tier 1, that now is below 15%, 14.5, and if you believe that the current equity will support the growth of your loan book, namely the credit card partnership with Sonae, and of course the auto loans, or if you believe that the bank could need more equity, more capital in the near future.
Thank you, Antonio. So on mail, we have actually very stable trends quarter on quarter, although with a small decline in volumes, we have been able to compensate that with the unit price. So we have a fairly stable for the third quarter in a row in mail. In Express and Parcels, that I think it's your question. In Portugal, we saw a sequential slowdown on parcels that we were expecting after the confinement effects on fourth quarter. The non-food retail is having some slowdown, so it's more an issue of the market. We continue to gain market share in Portugal. In Spain, we continue to perform with significant growth and capturing their market share and also benefiting from the underlying growth of the market. Going forward, we continue to see double-digit growth in Portugal and significant growth in Spain. Of course, we are feeling some these kind of numbers over the second quarter during the summer, but we expect this to accelerate then in the peak season as we are expecting a strong season. On the set one ratios of Banco CTT, we think that we continue to have optionality in balance sheet operations, be it on what we already did of selling the portfolio of sovereign debt. But also we can have other optionalities to generate capital that we'll be looking on the second half of the year. We don't expect CTT to inject more capital to support the growth of the book, of the targets that we share with the market, namely on the credit card of €300 million in the next 12 months.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And your last question for the moment comes from the line from Ronak Jadav from Bank Haviland. Your line is now open.
Hey, good morning. So I have also three questions. First question is about Dot Marketplace. So if you could share some KPIs, what is GMV and what was the GMV growth, and if some numbers on revenue or EBIT side. Second is about what are your plans with regards to Spain in the long term? What is your vision and where do you see yourself there? And the third is about, could you please give us some more KPIs on online shop creation and what is your long-term view on that? Thank you.
It's not part of our strategy of sharing GMV numbers. It's also something that we have aligned with our partner Sonae, where we have the GMV. You can find in press release the numbers we can share. That is basically the growth in the number of sellers and the number of references that we have on the site or on the marketplace. On the rest of the questions, I'll pass to John.
Yeah, thank you. Well, long-term plans for Spain. Spain is mostly a turnaround process at this stage, and we feel very comfortable. I might say happy with how the turnaround is unfolding. A first idea that we are already testing is to expand to Spain some of the e-commerce one-stop shop offer that we have developed. So that's a way of differentiate also our presence in Spain, because our competitors are basically pure paqueteria and pure parcels players. Our market share in Spain is rather small, so we have, of course, a huge room to grow. And the more we get confident with our Spanish operation, the more we are able to deploy increased capacity and improve margins and keep improving quality. We believe that we are probably, if not the best performer in terms of quality, one of the best for sure now, is to grow market share, and we will consider any option for market share growth in Spain. Your last question is on the shop creation. We have now about slightly over 2,200 shops created, of which more than 1,000 are fully active. We have different stages of creation of the store. It's generating a significant number of deliveries, and therefore it's almost behaving as a second marketplace. We are very happy with that process, but we see the ability to grow significantly that not only the number of stores but also the number of modules in our full-fledged offer that we have with them. So we attribute a significant importance to that growth route.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad now. We get no further questions through. That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.